the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the Enter the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today we're talking about Dead to Me Season 3. I, like, sort of forgot. I knew that's what we were doing, but, like, I've also, like, slightly been dreading it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because, like, we haven't talked about it.
No, we haven't, actually. I think we, like, I was, like, sending you just pictures of me having a breakdown when I was watching it.
Yeah.
And then, and then you were like, what the fuck? And that's about the extent of our conversation. I watched it at different times.
Yeah. I don't want to say, it's hard to say that, like, I hated it.
I hated a choice.
Which is, like, the major storyline. So how do you not hate the whole season without hating the major storyline? With hating the major storyline.
Yeah.
It felt very messy, though. Also, with other things.
Mm-hmm. I made, like, a few notes of just, like, things, like, I did want to touch on.
Okay.
Yeah, there was, like, some things I'm just like, what'd you do? Why did you do that?
There was a lot of that.
Yeah. Also, I don't even think I actually follow, like, any Dead to Me fans, but just since I, like, did, like, a live tweet of it, all I've been getting is Dead to Me, like, tweets on my timeline. People hated it. Like, they're so mad. They're so mad, and rightfully so. But I don't like the edits that I'm seeing. They're making me very upset.
So, I think I told you that, like, I was doing really well not seeing spoilers. And then immediately after I said that, the spoilers and those bang bangs were flooding my timeline. I was like, I can't watch any of this. And then I, like, kind of got a feel of what was going to happen. And I, like, I think I told you in, like, the first episode I watched. And I was like, why the hell did they do this?
Yeah.
But you were obviously trying not to spoil it for me. And I was like, no way that this is not happening. but yeah, it, for people that really love Judy and Jen together,
Judy's my favorite
their season.
No, for me, the spoiler, it wasn't even a spoiler, like, the fan cam, and I didn't even watch the fan cam. It was literally just, like, I saw a clip of Judy, and I'm like, okay, like, we're good. It's just, like, a clip from, like, last season or something like that. The caption said, goodbye, you are bigger than me. I'm like, the fuck is happening? And I haven't started yet. Or, like, I think I was, like, halfway through the first episode. I'm like, huh? What do you mean?
I saw something, and it was someone quoted something about a tweet about dying. And, like, did the asterisk to say who it was, and I was like, okay, so I know what's gonna happen. But then it happened, and I was like, did it really happen?
Because it's baffling that they made that decision. This decision. I want to see it. I retweeted something yesterday, the day before, that, like, they want to die, so I need to, like, share it with you. Because, oh my gosh, some of the tweets that people have been sharing are breaking my heart, and it's not fine. Oh, it's not gonna tell me I retweeted. That sucks. Maybe I didn't retweet it.
Favorite?
What?
Did you put it in your favorites?
I don't think so. I'm not that smart. I really thought I did. Oh, wait, maybe I captioned it? Or replied to it? I feel like we'd be having, like, the Jeopardy theme music in here right now. Yeah, I don't think I read it. That sucks. But it was very
very.
my entire like my live tweet. I think it's funny.
I didn't actually read yours. I apologize.
No, you. I'm glad you did it. But you also wouldn't have been able to figure anything out. If this is foreshadowing, respectfully, I'm going to jump out of a window. Shut the actual fuck up. Liz Feldman, I hope. This is just like, okay, but like, let's maybe not play seasons in this. I quit. This doesn't even feel like the same show. I adore Judy and her sweet angelic soul, but I want to smack her for lying to Jen. Fuck off. I don't even want to finish this. And it just keeps repeating that kind of stuff. Towards the end, I'm literally just going, I want to throw up. I want to jump out a window. Fuck you. I hate everything.
So, like, with Jen and Judy, like, I wasn't not wanting them to get together.
No, I didn't think it would happen. I was like, best case scenario, it does. But I wasn't, like, expecting.
I didn't expect Jen to, like, want it. Judy, but like, I was expecting a kiss at least. They were way too in love with each other, not a kiss.
Right? There is just a little something there. Okay, there was a lot of something there. And I was very upset. Oh, here's one. At least they're together now. And I wanted to jump. For anyone listening, that's a picture of Abe and Judy. So that's fun.
Okay, question. Also, when watching season 3, I rewatched season 1 and season 2 right beforehand. Did they like what previously in season 2 beforehand? Because I had that and I could not find that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It played like automatically for me.
What? I mean, I think the most thing I really needed to know was the end. Season 2, which I obviously remembered.
So, I didn't actually watch all of season 2 because I only had 2 more episodes. I had 4, and it was coming out that night. I'm like, okay, I don't have time for this. And I'm like, you know what? It's fine. So I just Googled it. Or maybe I didn't. Maybe I just waited until I showed the promo, but it's in like trailers or more section. But when I hit play, it just automatically played it. It's like a 2-minute clip. I didn't
even find it in
the trailers. But it did not help me. I'm like, oh. Huh? Because they have like this stuff. I don't even remember what it was, but there was something, and I'm like, you're not giving me enough context with this to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what really threw me, and I know because like obviously COVID happened, but just Jen's youngest son all of a sudden being big and having like a deeper voice. I'm like, oh my god, no, you were a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, he grew a lot.
There was a line that Jen has or something, like she's like, it's like he grew overnight, and like it just like just the way it was shot, I'm like that's like knowing little
comment. Yeah,
it was funny. Yeah, we're not going beat by beat in this.
No, I feel like we just have to talk about their choices.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about the place?
Yeah.
Because that's made in the, I think it's in the middle of the first episode. I don't even think it's at the end.
It's kind of at the end.
Is it at the end? So, Judy has cancer.
But let's, wait, okay, how do we get to cancer?
Okay, so, it takes place after the season 2 finale, where, like, after, and they had just gotten in the car accident. We found out that Ben was the one who hit them, drove away as a hit and run, and so they're going to the hospital. Jen's like all in a hospital room, whatever. They get checked out, they both get pulled away from all that, and then she walks in her bed, so she moves over into Judy's bed until someone can come like change the sheets for her. And then the doctor comes in and sees that she's sitting on Judy's bed and assumes she's Judy. And so she's like, so we saw shadows on your CT scan. And Jen's just like, huh? Huh? And, so tell Judy, and it's not fun.
Well, she originally thinks that it's her, but the doctor's like, oh, it's okay, Miss Hill.
Yeah, because,
what?
As the trait or something like that. Like, her mom died from cancer.
Yeah.
She just assumed it would be her. But then, yeah, she's like, oh, Miss Hale. I swear my heart... I'm like, I didn't... I have been saying they thought Judy wasn't going to make it through season three, but I saw people saying, like, they thought she was going to be a figment of Jen's imagination, or she was going to sacrifice herself for Jen in some way. And I would have liked that a lot.
I could have seen her sacrifice herself for Jen.
I think so, too.
She knows Jen
has willing to. She was willing to go to, like, jail for her. She was, like, going to kill her at the end of season one because her and Jen got in that fight. Like, she didn't have much to live for, unfortunately.
So yeah.
I think she would have. I hate the story choice, though, so much. Like, as soon as it happened, just, like, we're not doing this. Like, no way we're doing this.
And, like, the whole storyline really played with you. Like, there wasn't a moment where I was like, oh, she definitely doesn't have cancer, or she definitely does have cancer. It was a roller coaster.
And there were times I'm like, oh, maybe she's gonna be fine. But then I, like, started seeing the piece. I'm like, okay, so I know she's not gonna be fine, but, like, why are they making me feel like she is?
Yeah.
Also, should we talk maybe we'll talk more about it later. I'll make a note of it, because, like, there's more to talk about, and I don't want to jump straight to that, but... did I make any other notes about that? Not really. Yeah, they go like a, after Jen ooh, because Judy finds the pamphlet that Jen had, like, saying, oh, dealing with your cancer diagnosis, what, all that, and Judy's like, oh, sir, like, why didn't you tell me? It's okay, you're gonna be fine. And Jen's like, no, Judy, you do. I felt like I had just been diagnosed.
Right?
Level of emotion. I'm just like, I don't want to do this. Judy's my favorite. Still a ray of sunshine. Jeez. Linda Cardellini is sunshine incarnate. Oh. I don't think we needed that. It wasn't necessary. Not that I wanted Jen to die either. I
feel very no one needed a cancer.
No one needed to die. I felt very comforted by Judy.
Mm-hmm.
I would have rather not do this. Also, can we talk about the fact that I feel like this was definitely shoehorned, because at one point Judy's like, oh, I should have, like, gone back for that checkup, and Jen's like, what checkup? And she's like, oh, like, I thought I was pregnant. They told me they were, like, an irregular, like, pap or whatever. And she's like, but I never followed up. I'm like, hey, this was shoehorned in, because why didn't we see that in season two? I feel like that would have
been... Right, so, like, we didn't see it all, right?
No. Oh. I just rewatched that episode, so I'm like, what? Literally all that scene was just being like, yeah, no, you're not pregnant. Sometimes if you leave a test out, it becomes positive. So, like, I really do just feel like this was shoved in last season, and I hate that. I think it would have...
That's so...
I wouldn't have liked it anymore, but I think I would have been able to accept it more if it was more
foreshadowed. Yeah.
I'm so weird. And, like, get it, cancer sometimes hits really, really fast, but, like, it just went downhill so quickly.
Okay. Also, I felt like this, there was, like, months in between some things. Was there not? Was this consecutive days?
I don't know. At one point when they're visiting Karen, Jen's like, oh, it's been a year. I'm like, it's been a year since you killed Steve? I don't understand. But they're making me so angry. Yeah. Just watching it as soon as it happened, I think I'm like, this is the stupidest thing ever, and I just finished episode one. Like, I literally, as soon as it finished, I'm like, just kind of, like, sat there. I'm like, are we really doing this? Like, why? Who made this decision?
Yeah, no, it was not a smart decision. Like, even if they did play us, like, I would have thought it was a stupid decision, but they decided to fall for it, and it was still a stupid decision.
Liz Feldman, who's the writer, creator of the show, said, I haven't seen this interview. People keep saying that Liz wanted a realistic ending. I remember what I was going to say now. She wanted a realistic ending. People are like, how is this the realistic ending?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make much sense. But then people are also saying, it's a show about grief, and these two women overcoming grief together, and growing this incredible bond, and taking one of them away and forcing them to grieve on their own. They're like, what was the point of the show then?
So because,
like, it just shows, like, they're like, it just is proving, like, no matter what you do, no matter what you do to be a better person, it just feels like you're just punishing them. And I actually really like that. And yeah. I don't find, like, people's tweets on it, but, like, I've seen so many of them just being, like, for a show focusing on grief, and, like, being a better person, just to, like, punish Judy after all she's done and all that she's been through, it's really tone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nobody needed to die.
Nope. I mean, could have died.
Yeah, not like in this way.
People would have died. No.
No. I would prefer Judy to sacrifice.
Yeah. Just go to prison. She would have been fine in prison.
Exactly. Also, when I got to episode 9, after that finished, it ends with them holding hands. Just in the car, and it just, like, is a freeze frame shot on that. And I literally sat there for a minute, I'm like, I kind of don't want to watch the finale. Because I feel like that's a near-perfect ending.
Ending, yeah.
And considering the show has been only 8 episodes, there was no reason. But it felt very Thelma and Louise to me. Like, they're on the run, they're just going off together, just girlfriends, and Judy was still alive, and I was content with that.
Damn,
yeah, because so this was my notes made after I finished.
Oh, God.
I said nothing, it should have ended on episode 9. Nothing important was brought to the table in 10 except for Judy croaking, and it was fucking depressing for no reason. I want to off myself. It felt very Thelma and Louise, that ending, and after all Judy and Jen had went through that, felt realistic.
And Judy really croaked?
That's another thing. That was what I was going to mention later, but we can talk about it now. Did she die?
So what? She took the boat out, and, like, that was it?
Like, why didn't we see the note that she left Jen? I thought at some point when Jen was driving home, we were going to hear, like, the note
in the back
voiceover, and yeah. I was, like, ready to cry. Because I knew it would get me, but, like, what's the point of showing us a note and having that whole line of Jen being like, oh, next time leave a note, and then giving us the note, not doing anything with it. Also, how did Judy die? Because, like, yes, she's sick, but you can't just, like, go out and choose to, like, lay down and be like, ah, yes, I'm gonna die now. Like, did she self-inflict it?
I believe that she took the boat to another part of Mexico, and she is getting treatment in another part of Mexico.
Yeah, that's what Christine and Linda have both said. They like to believe it's open-ended and that Judy's off in Mexico or something like that.
She's living her best life, definitely.
Yes. Yes. But no, I don't...
I was also very mad that they went to fucking Mexico and not to the trial in San Francisco.
Right? Yeah. All that work and
like, she worked for, like, she got
she
that.
Her ass off to get her in that.
Yeah.
Judy didn't want to, I guess.
I guess not, but still.
I honestly expected Judy's death. I'm glad we didn't see it on one hand, because I feel like that would have hurt more. It was giving flashbacks to that one Toni Collette movie I watched where... I forget what it's called. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But it's one where her and Drew Barrymore are best friends, and then Toni Collette's character gets cancer, and then she dies next to Drew, like, sleeping with her, and that's what I thought Judy's death was gonna be. Like, have this whole big conversation the night before Judy dies.
Yeah.
And then I was expecting Jen to wake up and see that Judy's died and just kind of, like, smile peacefully. And then just kind of be like, oh, like, you're not in pain anymore. But, like, I still would have died about it. But I think I would have maybe preferred that, because If you're going to go through all the trouble to kill the character, give her an ending.
Yeah.
Or let us see Judy take out the boat. Like, why is everything through the eyes of Jen when it's Judy's cancer?
Yeah. So true.
This season really made me mad. I'm sorry, I'm gonna keep rambling. Oh yeah, speaking of like that like scene of them in bed together where they're just crying the last episode, their last scene together. When Jen's like, "You are not a burden, you are my fucking heart, and I would do anything for you," I'm like, can you not die?
They went through so much, there was no point for them to, either one of them to die.
No. Not at all.
While we're on the subject of storyline choices, Jen getting pregnant was so stupid.
I know there were, like, behind-the-scenes photos that came out of, I think it was of Christina, and she looked pregnant, like, it looked like she had, like, a fake stomach or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, nothing in the season, like, alluded us to that. Like, what was going on? Like, I'm like, okay, if it's not being alluded to,
yeah,
maybe it's not happening. Maybe it's just, like, a weird shot. Maybe it was, like, a weird shirt. Maybe it was just the way she was sitting, you know? Sometimes we sit funny and we have, like, a weird stomach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it happened, I'm like, oh.
Well, I thought just a bad story was because just Judy's character, who literally wanted to get pregnant for so bad, had a miscarriage.
Yeah, did not feel like a dick move.
Yeah.
To give her like, cancer, give her best friend a baby.
Right? I understand that, like, you can't control that, but, like, no. Well, like, you can't control that.
You can control it in a TV show.
Exactly.
Just look on, like, Judy's face when she, and just, she's like, I just need a minute, and, like, she, like, kind of, yeah, like, snapped it down and, like, walks out, like, what? I like Jen and Judy fairly equally. I do have a preference towards Judy.
Uh-huh.
But this season kind of had me irked by Jen a lot. Yeah. Just, like, certain things they made her do, I'm just like, this doesn't feel like the same character that we've seen in the past two seasons. And I love Christina Applegate, so, like, that makes me upset.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wish they just wouldn't have even done.
Because, no, like, yes, I cannot have that open ending.
No, but
dying.
Yeah.
But we could have gotten just, like, tied up a little bell.
Well, that's what this season should have been.
Yeah. That's not what we got.
I see a lot of people saying they don't like Jen and Steve. No, Ben. Ben? Yeah, it's Ben. I love James Marsden, so, like, I was fine with there being two of him. But a lot of people are saying they don't like him with Jen. And they think it's forced. I don't entirely see it as forced. And I don't mind them together. I don't entirely mind them together. I don't entirely mind them together. But I think a lot of people were just mad because they wanted, yeah, Jen and Judy.
It always felt like an odd choice to me, especially because Jen killed his brother.
You see, like, the paper that just, like, fell out of my hair? That's fine. I thought it was a bug. Awesome. Anyway, sorry, what were you saying?
That I was never, like, really into...
Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
Ben was, and Judy. Yeah. Jen and... Ben and Jen.
It's, yeah, having them named Ben and Jen was too much. Yeah, no, it definitely is weird, like, considering Judy
killed him, and he almost killed her.
Yeah.
Morbid is the right word?
Also, can we talk about how Ben was apparently in the car the night that they killed Steve?
That was so...
Or not Steve, sorry, Jen's husband.
Yeah, that was weird.
I'm like, why has that never once been brought up?
Yeah, they kept
adding. Why did Judy never bring that up?
Like, yeah.
Because that feels like something Judy brought up, being like, hey, actually, Ben was with us that night. Maybe don't sleep with him. Maybe don't start up a relationship with him. Unless you're okay with that. Like, why was that never brought up? Because I saw that, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, no.
There's just a lot of weird decisions that are put in here, I feel like, just for drama's sake, that don't make any sense. And should have made more sense in past seasons. Had they been explained in past seasons.
I will say that Jane Harrison should have spent more time in Disenchanted, because clearly that was the box office hit for the weekend.
I'll take any James Martin content I can get. I love it. But yeah.
And then I also, just the whole, like, police stuff is really confusing as well. I was like, what case are y'all dealing with?
Hell yeah. Because one of them is working on Steve's disappearance, and then one of them is working on the hit and run, I think. And I think Judy's ex-boyfriend is working on the hit and run, and Perez is working on the Steve case because he confessed to her.
Judy dated that guy?
Back in season one, when she thought she was pregnant, she had slept with Steve, but she was with him, so it was definitely going to be Steve's baby, and that's why they broke up. Because he found out that she cheated on him with Steve. Really liked them together in season one.
That was too long ago for me.
Yeah, I actually really liked them together in season one, but I didn't like him in like season two or three.
Yeah, he was really annoying in season three.
Yeah, he's pretty annoying. Also, I know you're hurt, but like, come on.
This has just to do with the fact that like I probably need a recap for this. How did Perez and Jen become so close?
I don't remember. Like I said, I didn't finish the season. I know Jen confessed to her, but what I'm saying, the recap didn't give enough information.
Yeah.
So, like, I missed a lot of things that I'm wait, what? So, I actually don't know how they got close. I don't remember why Perez is just like, yes, like, all your secrets.
Yeah.
Do we care that?
I feel like it had something to do along the lines of Michelle and Judy dating and Perez and Michelle being exes.
Yeah.
Because maybe Jen went to their house and, like, ran into Perez. I don't remember. It was too long ago for me.
Jen told the police she killed Steve. Going to see Perez. Jen wrote letters explaining why she left. Tried to take the detective to the spot in the Angeles National Forest where she and Judy buried Steve's body. While speaking to Perez, Jen didn't reveal that Judy helped bury Steve's body. On the way home, Perez shot Jen by telling her she was taking her home. Okay, was there even a reason? Because apparently Perez says, I don't want to be a cop right now, I just want to be a person, and sometimes justice just works itself out, so go home to your kids. Someday they are going to miss hearing it. I don't understand.
So she confessed and was like, okay, apparently I didn't hear this.
I guess. Oh, wait, maybe. Apparently, on the drive to the police station, Jen to submit her statement, the two began talking to their own mothers, and Jen lost hers to cancer when she was 19, and Perez's mother was murdered by Perez's stepfather in an act of domestic violence. The detective's experience with that tragedy and domestic abuse likely played a big role in why Perez let Jen go.
Okay.
That makes more sense. I still don't think she should let her go. For story purposes, yes, but like, girl, you should have your license taken away.
Yeah.
We have licenses? I don't know.
They're bad.
Yeah, maybe they should have better. I also just feel like all of the police stuff took such a backseat. Because, like, it was there, but this it was done season in, like, or... this season.
Okay.
I feel like, I wanted to know what was going to happen if they were going to get caught for killing Steve, if they were going to, like, find out that Ben was the hit and run, like, if Jen was going to find out that Ben was the hit and run and all that. And just, like, I feel like every time we got a scene about it, it was, like, very, very quick and short.
Yeah.
And there wasn't any development to it. And so I'm like, what is the point of making a show about, like, a crime thing and just not following up on it? Like, that made not a lot of sense to me.
I also, talking about the police stuff, made me remember the fact that the Mustang was in Mexico. Like, what's the point of that?
How did it get there? Who put it back together? Why was it put back together?
Steve, I was, like, ready for, like, Steve to be secretly alive.
Was I?
Well, I guess...
season is so messy, and I don't want to rewatch it.
I guess Steve did have time to go down to Mexico and fix it.
That's true.
I forgot that he didn't, like, die immediately.
That's true. Like, why would he fix it? Like, was he trying to get Judy caught?
I don't know, like, I do.
That's, like, the only logical explanation.
Also, Ben's kids were hella annoying this season. Not
they were. What?
What's the older one's name?
Charlie.
Yeah, he was really fucking annoying. I couldn't tell if
he was always, like, annoying. Actually, like, rewatch, I'm like, wow, you suck.
There was times where he was nice, and there was times that he was just really being annoying, and I was like, what side are you on, sir?
I like the scene with him and Judy when, like, he eventually, like, he, like, comes in and she's in the pool house, and he, like, helps her up and, like, gives her and all that, and he tells her that he loves her too. Like, that was a really good moment, and I think she needed that. But, no, didn't like any of the other stuff. Also, I hate Shandy. I'm sorry, I know she's a kid, but I don't know why she was in this season.
She's weird.
She's weird, and I get that's the point, but, like, it made more sense in the past two seasons, because she was kind of, like, she was, like, kind of the one to, like, give Jen and Judy, like, the hint on how to hide the body, and, like, all this, because she's, like, a messed up kid. Mm. But, like, in this season, it just, like, made no sense. She was tying up Henry, which was weird and very uncomfortable. I don't know. Just weird decisions, and I didn't like it. And I don't know why she got so much screen time. But.
I liked her in the second season, though.
She isn't on screen every minute.
Fair. I also entirely forgot about Karen. And, like, her storyline.
Right. I also could, like, just, like, kind of done them.
Yeah.
Also, like, just all of a sudden she knows her husband was cheating on her, and I can't remember if that was season two. So maybe it was.
Never.
Probably was.
Or either.
There is this where, so Michelle comes back, and that was cute for the time, and then she reveals to Judy that she heard that she said she had cancer and didn't answer her.
And that's so shitty.
How, my jaw, like, dropped. I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna handle situations either, or, like, comforting people, but, like, if someone tells me they have cancer, I'm not gonna pretend not to hear them. Because that's just a really shitty move.
Yeah.
Like, that just kind of felt like, oh, okay, thanks for getting me laid. I don't want to hear your life story.
I also found it just, like, this is stupid, weird that her and Judy had sex in Jen's pool house. I don't know why I thought that was weird, especially just, I feel like, because of Jen, people wanting Jen and Judy to get together. And also, like, Jen was having sex in the house with Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, the whole, like, fucking leaking with the tub. What was that about?
I don't know. There's so many things just this season. Like, just constantly there's something going on, and I don't understand. Oh, can we also talk about, we're just going to be kind of all over the place here, but the cat that Jen brings home. The fact that she named it Sammy, not because it's my name, but that too. But because when they're high on shrooms, Judy says she always wanted a cat. If she had a cat, she would either name it something or Sammy.
Aww,
so then Jen names the cat Sammy, and I heard that, I'm like, can we not?
Wow.
Later on, the cat is clawing at the pool house door, and that made me cry.
Yeah.
I was expecting a scene of Jen walking into the pool house and just, like, seeing all of Judy's things in there. And, like, all of her belongings and all that. And I'm really surprised we didn't get that. Because I think that would have been the perfect opportunity to bring in the lair.
Yes. Fucking lair. What's with the shows and, like, showing letters and then just not opening them?
It could have been, like, a Stranger Things thing. Where Eleven reads Hopper's letter. And it's a voiceover. And that's upsetting. And that's what I wanted to hear.
For real.
I just don't know what the point of being a deliberate line about wanting Judy to leave a note, having the note, and then not doing anything about it.
Maybe it's a deleted scene somewhere. Release it.
I hope so. I hope there's a lot of deleted scenes, like maybe one where Judy lives.
Yeah.
Can we also talk about the chemo and the cranes?
That?
What do you mean?
Like, was it supposed to symbolize something?
Did you miss the part where someone asked Jen to make cranes?
No, I did see that.
Have you never read the Paper Crane story?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it does symbolize something. Where is it? I think it's Sadako. Okay, it's Sadako and the 1,000 Paper Cranes. I forget. What is the story behind this? My god, what is the... I know the gist of it, but I read it in, like, fifth grade. Okay, based on the life of a girl who fell ill with leukemia caused by radiation from the atomic bombing of Hiroshima. Okay, that was not what I wanted. Sorry.
Stop.
In the book, she explains that the crane, a sacred bird in Japan, lives for 100 years, and if a sick person folds 1,000 paper cranes, that person will soon get well.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah. So, her making the cranes while in chemo, as soon as, like, the cranes were brought up, I just, like, immediately had flashbacks to, like, fifth grade reading this in school, and I'm just like, okay. And then, like, when Judy walked in, or Jen walked in at the end, and just, like, there was something about, like, oh, is Judy not here? And Jen's like, no, she's here. And then it just, like, goes to the cranes. I'm like, full body chills. It was a beautiful scene, but I could have done without it because, oh my gosh, it hurts.
That was mean.
It was mean.
What's the point of foreshadowing that?
As soon as that happened, I'm like, yeah, no, she's not making it out of here. Oh, the fact that they killed her chemo lady. What was the point of that? Because their relationship was really, really cute. So what was the point of killing her?
Was, like, Judy supposed to be, like, a black cat? Like...
No.
So rude.
Oh my god, another thing. When Judy is roller skating on the boardwalk, and then the guy giving her food or ice cream, whatever, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They were like, you look happy. And she's like, I'm alive. And then immediately cussed her going, I'm terminal.
Terminal. I was like, oh, thank you.
I think I went through every wave of possible emotion throughout this show. I don't actually think I was fully paying attention at that point. My head just, like, shot. I'm like, what?
No, that was
because, like, they played so hard there.
For that one, I didn't really fall into. And I was like, there's no way that she's just fine.
Yeah.
I'm terminal. Fuck you all.
I'm jealous you didn't know 1,000 cranes, because that just made it so much more for me to watch.
Maybe I did read it, but you said fifth grade. It's been a long time since I was in fifth grade.
Yeah. It's also, like, a Canadian book, I believe, written by, like, a Canadian author, so I think that's likely why. But, yeah, then them all being, like, hung up at the end, I'm like, awesome. That's what I wanted. Sorry, what?
No, you go first.
I was just gonna say, I like at the ending when she has the baby, and she says the baby's name is Joey, and the girl's like, why don't you name her Judy? And I actually had that thought. And Jen's like, because this isn't a fucking Hallmark movie, you're not gonna name her Judy, that's weird. And I'm like, actually, that's probably, like, a call out to every fan who's gonna be like, she should have named the baby Judy after Judy.
Yeah.
But I thought that was very funny.
Also, how long was Ben in prison for?
No idea.
Because he was out very quickly.
He was out very quickly. I don't know. I feel like he said 8 months with good behavior. Like, that wouldn't make sense. Because they find... hang on. How long was Ben in jail? That to me, that's the name of the show. Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I feel like it was, like, a while.
But then that was the timeline. Was this not consecutive days?
I don't think it was.
I mean, obviously, their time in Mexico was, like, 3 weeks. Like, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, also, just... Oh, no. So, Jen didn't get arrested because the FBI agent died. Oh, my God. And then the Greek mafia. Like...
Who killed the... I think it was
Greek mafia.
Did the Greek mafia do it? Because Perez walked out and she put, like, a bottle of lighter fluid on her car seat and had, like, scones and everything. And I think it was implied that maybe she did it, but it was also, like, maybe implied that Jen poisoned the scones.
Yeah, I thought it was Jen.
Or maybe then... it was the Greek mafia. Like, I don't know. What was that agent's name?
Yeah, I think it was implied that Jen would try to kill him with the scones, but then the Greek mafia went in, and then maybe Perez was going to plan on killing him, but then she walked in, and Perez was already dead.
Yeah, I don't think Jen did it.
No.
Okay, so it is put up for debate.
Oh, it is, too.
Oh, okay. Perez had lighter fluid because she stole the files on Steve's case. And so they think that she burned them. But it is really, I think, heavily foreshadowed. Yeah, and then people also said the Greek mafia. I feel like it might have been the mafia.
Okay.
I don't really know, though. Oh, speaking of Judy's mom, though, I really liked that she finally had a scene with, Jen, because...
Right?
The Married with Children reunion, that was, like, really sweet.
Also, I love that they got all the psychos.
Yeah.
To play their moms. I mean, okay, so Laura Metcalf played the girl's mom. That was Laura Metcalf.
Shandy?
Yeah.
I don't think that was Laurie Metcalf.
You sure?
I don't think so.
But distance, it looks like her.
Does look like her, but I don't think it's her. I don't think they have the same voice. No, I don't think so. No, it isn't.
I retract my statement.
Does look like her, though. Okay, hang on. Is she Debbie Doolittle? As in... from... Good Luck, Charlie. I need to figure this out. That she is. Sorry, Debbie Dooley. Okay. Are you good?
Wait, that's the mom from Demon.
Yeah. And I just think that's very funny.
It is funny. I mean, but Ted's mom is Alma.
Hell yes. And then Ben and Steve's mom is the old one from season 5.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Desperate Housewives, yeah. I can't remember her name.
I don't know.
But it's the one that Carlos is doing, like, whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I saw that, I'm like, okay, you guys weren't in the same season, but, like, I would just wonder if it came up. Like, hey, we were both on Desperate Housewives at some point.
Oh my god, I forgot they actually had a scene together.
Did they have a scene together? I don't think they did, because Alex died in season 3.
No, I meant the funeral.
Interesting. I want to know if they talked about Desperate Housewives. Or
I want to know that everyone that was on Desperate Housewives talks about if they were on Desperate Housewives.
How do you not bring up that you're on Desperate Housewives?
No.
I want to rewatch it. Yeah. Enjoy having Katie Segal back.
Yes. Kind of forgot she was Judy's mom.
Yeah, I know, right? I did see someone post a picture of her then, so like I kind of knew it was coming, but like, I was like, oh my god, finally Katie and Christina. Mm-hmm. Katie being at at Christina's Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm kind of sad that Ed wasn't there, Ed O'Neill, but. Yeah.
It's really cute.
It is. And then the guy who played her brother was in there too. When Ed O'Neill got his star though, Katie, Christina, and the kid who plays the brother in that show were all there. And like, I thought that was really cool. Or no, maybe it was when Katie was getting her star. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Psycho moms.
Yeah, psycho moms. What do you think? So the ending is left open.
No open endings.
I know. I hated that. It didn't even bother me. So I'm like, you know what? I just don't even care. Like you ruined this season. You killed off Judy. I don't care what you have to say. But like now, the more that I think about it, like it still doesn't really bother me. Like I don't even know what she would have said. But I think it obviously would have been about her killing Steve. And confessing to him, but like, I don't know,
what do you mean? Like,
when she's like, I have something to tell you, I think she was gonna tell him that she killed Steve.
Oh, okay. I was just talking about Judy, but then it's Jen.
It's Jen, sorry.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they all seem very open to each other. Like, Ben said, like, I hit you, Judy, I killed your husband.
I think when it came up that he was there when her husband was hit, and then, sorry, when he admitted to being the hit and the run, I think she should have told him that, hey, I killed your brother.
Yeah.
Because clearly he wasn't that close to him, and it maybe wouldn't have been so bad.
Very true.
Also, she forgave him far too quick for doing the hit and run.
They all forgave each other very quickly.
It was pulling their asses so quick. Like, it took her a few episodes to forgive Judy in season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But, like, with with Ben, who almost killed her, and Judy, she's just like, oh, okay, let's fuck in your car.
Yeah, season 1 is just very, very messy and not coherent.
No. It feels very forced a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I see a lot of people, I didn't want to be one of the ones who like brought it up, but I see a lot of people mentioning it now, that it's supposedly Christina's last acting role because of her MS.
Yeah. And
they give her a storyline where her best friend dies. It's a bit of an incurable illness. And that's what they make her do for her final appearance. And apparently it was so bad the last shooting, this came out like today, that she was dry heaving after it because she was like so upset. What the fuck? Apparently when she did season one, she had to go to therapy because it brought up so many bad memories for her. Imagine what season three is doing, because she's also, she actually got a real life mastectomy. So who decided this was a good decision?
Real.
Like, it just feels very insensitive. And I know, like, that probably wasn't the intention. Just, like, seeing it from, like, the outside opinion, I'm just like, oh, okay, that's what we're gonna do?
When did her MS diagnosis come out?
I feel like it was last year.
No, I think you're right.
I could be wrong, but I think it was last year. So, I mean, like, good for her for finishing the season, though. I don't know much about MS, but, like...
I was paying attention to her shoes during the season. She's
I noticed that a lot.
Shoes, or it's the slide-on slippers.
Well, I noticed she was in a lot of sitting scenes, too.
Yes. I don't know the reason behind, like, I know it has something to do with her MS. I don't know, like, the reason behind it, though.
I think I read that it can, like, cause your feet and stuff, or, like, it can be very uncomfortable to stand.
Okay. No, I believe that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm glad they at least catered to that for her.
Yeah.
Like, at least in that regard, whether the season was shit or not, at least they cared enough to, like, make accommodations for Christina to make the rest of the filming smooth for her. But I still wish they would have gone a different storyline, a happier one. And given Linda and Christina, you know, a more proper and happy send-off to Jen and Judy. Also, why can't Linda have been the one to die?
For real.
I love James Marsden. But, like...
Like, let all men die.
Yes. Also, like, giving us 2 seasons worth of, like, this amazing female friendship, and then you kill one of them off.
Not fair.
No. And I'm very upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I keep coming up with new things. I wish we got to see the boys mourn her.
Yeah.
And I also don't know if Jen just, like, immediately went to Henry's harmonies practice show after, or if this was a time jump.
Can I just say, that's probably my favorite part of the entire show, is Henry's harmony gospel group.
I love it. It's so funny. And there's no right being so funny.
No. Oh, so good.
Also, I really do hope that was a time jump, at least, because the entire time when she walked in, distracted me was the fact that she's going in, she's just come home from Mexico, and she brought the cat with her, and the cat is probably just sitting in the car while she's watching this Holy Harmonies practice. So I'm assuming it was a time jump, but, like, I wanted to see the boy's reaction to it, especially Henry's. Because that line he has where he's, what was your wish? And he's like, for you to get better, because you're, like, my second mom. And I'm like, can you not go?
It's for real.
Yeah, anyway, I'm upset.
I found 2 things on TV Time about the final episode.
I'm ready.
Yeah. This girl says, now that it took me a few days to grasp the ending, I think I can see the beauty of it. I still hate it, by the way, but nonetheless. So here's the deal. Judy Hale spent her entire life believing that she had been chosen for something and that everything that had happened to her was pointing her in the right direction. At times, she thought she was meant to become the mother of a beautiful child. Other times, she thought she was meant for Steve to be the light of his life. But she realizes near the end of her life that she was chosen to do the very thing she set out to do in befriending the window of the man she accidentally helped kill, make a positive difference in Jen's life. And oh, what difference she made. Jenna Hart is not a happy person. Her miserable existence did not begin with Ted's death. She had been unhappy for a long time before that, perhaps even before her mastectomy and before Ted began to cheat on her. But Judy Hale transformed her not only into a person capable of forgiveness, but also was a more tender, less anger-driven person. She made her a better mother, a better friend, and a better partner. I will always be heartbroken by the fact that Judy found everything she was looking for in those last months of her life. She finally got the family she always wished for. She was chosen to be a mom when Henry told her she was like his other mom. She was chosen again when Charlie acknowledged her as part of his family and said, I love you back. She also had Jen, her person. So even though I will always hate the ending, I think I can take comfort in the fact that Judy Hale was happy at the end.
Hey.
You want me to read the other one I found?
Can I just bring up just a minor thing? But when they were in Mexico and they were watching the Spanish dubbed version of The Facts of Life, that really got me.
I love that. That was a nice little touch.
Yeah. And then they're like, fucking Tootie. And that was just a callback to season one. I'm like, oh my god. You're not making it through the night.
I thought they were like...
Sorry.
No, good. When she said, I think it's funnier in Spanish. And I was like, do you even know what they're saying?
I think that's why they thought it was funnier.
So good. Okay. This next
one. Anyway, that was a really good comment, though. I do.
Yeah.
This made a lot of comments.
Okay. This last one says, is anyone else super disappointed with how the show ended? It felt as though the whole season was leading up to Judy's death, and then they sort of just sort of rushed over it. There's no real solid conclusion for her death. We don't see Jen properly grieving at all. It felt as though the last 20 minutes was just rushed, completely rushed through Judy's death. We don't even know for sure what she even passed away. She just disappeared, which felt entirely... What is OOC for her?
My character.
Thank you for her. Then the lame ending focused on Jen and Ben being together with the awful, I have something to tell you, wide open ending. Maybe it's just me, but all of that felt like a super poor choice for the show. Liz Feldman knew that this was going to be the final season, so why choose to end it like that? I rushed through something so important. The death of one of the two main characters did not show anything of the other main character grieving, but have a cheesy, lame end scene with an open-ending cliffhanger. Just know, after such an amazing emotional season, this ending felt extremely rushed and fell flat for me.
Adrian. Also, I saw someone else point out, I don't remember the account, it was just like a random tweet that popped up. And they're like, why do Netflix shows kill the games all the time when the show that really put Netflix on the map was Orange is the New Black? I know you haven't seen Orange is the New Black,
yeah.
But that's a very sapphic gay show.
Yeah, no, they really
just
do.
Things to think about. Yeah, I agree. Like, if she knew this was the final season, I don't know why. I don't know why anybody was just like, ah, yes. This is an excellent choice for your final season. Absolutely do it.
Yeah. Why did they just decide to absolutely fucking tank their last season?
Especially, like, if you look at the Rotten Tomatoes scores, they have amazing scores for the first two seasons. Mm-hmm. Like, clearly you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think it's just... I think they still could have had a good season even if they killed Judy off, but it was just all the choices they made outside of that that just... snowballed and helped make it not a good season. That's not to say it made the show bad or like that it was technically a bad season, but mm-hmm. just a lot of story choices just didn't work. And it felt very out of character for most of it.
No,
it didn't. I half expected it to be a dream at the end.
Oh my god, I probably would have enjoyed that way more.
I'm really sick of my favorite character. I didn't realize I was watching Grey's Anatomy.
For real, though. It was quite depressing. And this was never, like, a depressing show. It was always funny.
Yeah, like, it definitely handled heavy stuff, but it did it with humor.
Yeah.
Like, there were humorous moments, but not enough. Make it not heavy. And also, people said there should have been trigger warning for the cancer storyline because it comes out of nowhere.
No cancer warning should have trigger warnings.
I didn't know either, but okay. People are saying that should be a thing. I think it's more just for people who are like
breathing.
Sensitive to that or like have a chronic illness and like just kind of being like, oh, like heads up.
Okay.
You're not expecting. to come, but, like, it is coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the first I've ever heard of it. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have done it.
But yeah, no.
Interesting choice.
I don't think we should have done it at all.
Well, yeah.
Linda had an interview come out. Also, she was on James Corden. I need to see if that's out. But Linda had an interview where the people were like, what do you hope that fans take away from the ending? And she's like, I just hope fans are happy and they're content with how the story ends. I'm like, Linda, do you know how your story ends?
Did she see the wrong cut?
I think she might have. I don't think she realized she did. She clearly didn't film a death scene.
So true. So true.
All right, so I can't wait to go read Dead to Me fanfiction where Judy's alive. Where they fuck on the beach in Mexico.
Yeah.
And where they become co-parents to baby Joey. Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I wish we were getting another season, but now also after the season, I wish we weren't getting another. I'm glad we're not getting another season.
Yeah. Originally, I'm like, why does it end on season 3? I feel like there's more stories they could tell. I don't want it more. I don't trust you anymore.
Keep on. Keep on.
Yeah, I'm great. Next week, I think we're talking Wednesday. That comes out tomorrow, correct?
That comes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow as we're filming this.
I get Catherine Zeta-Jones content. Thank the Lord.
She looks so good at that premiere.
Maybe the one in her pink suit, right? I think I did.
Maybe you did.
I know I sent you the red dress of her at the Emmys that
I got the red dress. See. I've seen her in the white outfit. The white dress at the premiere. Did I maybe not see the pink one?
Maybe I forgot to send
you. Maybe did.
It's giving Cher.
Oh, amazing.
Really giving Cher.
Amazing.
I just sent it to you. I'm not holding her yet.
Did not send me that, I don't think, but oh my god. She looks incredible. Her hair looks so good.
Yes. Yeah.
Ugh. She's so pretty.
Unfair. Unfair.
I just realized I'm on the phone with you, so I didn't need to react to it to know that you could see it anyway.
It's okay.
That's how I acknowledge that I've seen your messages.
Totally fine.
Yeah, I think we're doing Wednesday next week. I don't think it'll be a hard show to finish. I think it's short.
It's 10 episodes. I think they're like 45-ish to an hour. Okay.
Well, if we don't do Wednesday, we're doing Disenchanted. But I think...
watch both, anyhow, so...
I haven't had time. Anyway, but that was our review of Dead to Me Season 3. It is Dead to Me. I'm glad Dead to Me only got 2 seasons. An excellent 2-season show. but thank you for joining us on this episode of Edge of the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our YouTube and Instagram are Edge of the Fangirls, and our Twitter is Edge of Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this finished Fangirls.